We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show, minus Jen Myers for the week. She is taking a little spring break with her family, but we still have a lot to get to. Your 12K a day giveaway. If you missed the code word for the 7 o'clock hour, it is ARCH, A-R-C-H. All you have to do is text that to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply, but one randomly selected winner is going to win $1,000 every single hour, 12 times a day on Y98. Also still to come, we have tickets for Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt, and we'll do that before the end of the hour. So be listening, their show at Busch Stadium in the summer. And everyone on the show is currently taking an IQ test and highly distracted. It was my idea because I took it Friday. Lost interest halfway through, started guessing.
Those questions in the middle are tough.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of numbers. Mm-hmm. Lots.
Yes. Lots of sequins, as I called it earlier.
Lots of sequins.
It's a real flashy IQ test.
But we will find out everybody's scores before news at 8, okay? Can everybody get it done by then?
Yeah, maybe. I'm still working
Lance?
On it.
Oh, I'm done.
You're done?
Okay. Yeah, I got it done.
Just me.
You're the holdout.
Super stressed out about
it. I know you're busy looking up food items.
That is true. You want to get into it? You want to get into some food stuff?
Let's do it.
This is crazy because we talked about this last week. We announced this before the tournament started that Little Caesars said, hey, if a 16 seed beats a number one seed in the first round, we're going to give everybody free lunch.
It's never happened.
It's never happened before.
How many years?
135 games.
That's a lot of years.
It's a lot of years.
Yeah.
There's so four of them every year.
Divide by... Yeah, exactly.
IQ test. Yeah.
Today is killing me. Anyway, so they have to do it. So now on April 2nd, you can go to Little Caesars between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. and get free lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that.
It's a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda.
I love Little Caesars. I actually craved a Little Caesars all weekend because we mentioned the story. That's how my brain works. I get a little glimpse of something in my head, and then I thought about it all weekend. But it's a fine pie.
It is.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Anyway, can you imagine how packed it's going to be? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to buy anything else. You just show up and they have to give it to you.
Give me my free pizza.
Pretty crazy. And then this is another thing I know I talked about on the radio a while ago when it happened. This guy set the world record for eating Chipotle on consecutive days. So he was up, he broke the record at 426 days.
420,
geez. 14 months, basically.
Every single day. Easy over there, IQ test.
I know, Lance. I feel like Lance is going to mop us up with the IQ test.
No, those number ones are hard.
Do we have an idea of, did he eat the, because you know those people that eat the same thing for breakfast every single day? I wonder if he ate the same thing every single day.
If I remember correctly, he mixed it up a little bit, but not a lot. I'm pretty sure it was a burrito every day.
And is this going to be the new Subway diet? Did he lose weight?
I don't think so.
I want to know about something that's very easy for me to lose weight.
I don't think so. And I don't think he wants to follow in Jared's footsteps by any means at all. So, but he did finally quit. He hit 500 consecutive days of eating Chipotle. And then he's like, all right, that's it. I'm going to take a day off.
They should really give him something.
Yeah.
Franchise.
Franchise. Yeah, probably not? Free Chipotle. He's like, thanks. Thanks so much.
Something.
Yeah.
He made news.
Yeah. It's a big deal. We're talking about him. That's got to be good for something. And then I a lot of mixed feelings on this. We like to talk in food stuff about new foods coming out, what they're trying. Our friends over at Sonic are releasing something this summer. You know, they've got all those slushies they're pretty well known for.
Yeah, I saw this over the weekend. I don't get it, but...
The pickle juice slush is coming.
All right. Pickle has anyone juice. Ever Why? Gone to their pickles and drank the juice? Anyone?
I have.
Okay.
I've done it. I did it when I was a kid.
Why?
On a dare?
I don't know. No, I don't know. It's not like, you know, like sweet pickle juice I would drink.
But not a dill pickle juice.
No. Right. No.
Now, is this going to be sweet?
Okay. So here's how they describe it. Foodbeast.com, they got a little sample of it, and they said, It's a unique syrup that provides a punch of briny acidity, but has enough sweetness to take the sharpness out of the flavor.
So it's kind of like a limeade, right?
I think so. I guess that's the closest. I love pickles, like love them. One of my favorite things in the world. I can't get excited about this.
Yeah,
I'll try it.
I don't know if I want a savory slush.
Well, it sounds like they put some sweet in there, but I can't wrap my head around it. I will give it a shot. But even just the color, like it's a very green slush, and well, you're like, ooh.
Let's poll our audience. If you're excited about the pickle juice slushy, text us at 314-531-9898 or call us about a weird item that you like, a pickle juice item. Like Nick likes to, I'll catch him every once in a while in the pantry. He loves a breadcrumb, and he'll take a big drink of breadcrumbs. Breadcrumb slushy, possibly? I don't know.
That sounds good. It sounds really good.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show. We just took a bunch of calls about Sonic's pickle juice slushy, and we all think it's odd. But, I mean, man, there's more people that like it. Kids, it seems like.
Yeah, and it's funny, there's a couple of texts too that said, you know, I thought bacon with milkshakes would be a terrible taste, but I tried that, like that, so I'll hold out until I taste test it myself.
If it's like a limeade,
it's just a hint, like a little hint of pickle, but it's really sugar.
But
that would
be
good.
We do have some calls online about the pickle juice thing.
That's right. My granddaughter loves pickles, and she squeezes pickle juice into her soda and then drinks it.
Like, what kind of soda is she drinking?
Any kind.
I mean, how is pickle juice always available to her?
We always have pickles in the house, so she will put the pickle juice in her soda and drink it. It's disgusting.
Now, is she dumping the juice out of a jar, or is she squeezing a pickle into the soda?
She has done both.
Wow.
All right.
And then she uses the pickle as, like, a garnish?
How old is she, Lisa?
She's 14.
Okay, well, it's odd, but I mean, apparently not if there's going to be a whole slushy that Sonic is doing. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'll try it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
What's your story?
I was thinking that my kids are probably going to be really excited because in the summertime, they have me take pickle juice and put it into ice cube trays and make pickle sickles.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Have you ever tried hot dog water ice cubes?
If you try them together, it's like a real good summertime
treat. It's a sensation.
Yeah, a little mustard across them.
Oh. Jamie, what do they put? They just eat them like popsicles.
They do, yeah. It doesn't freeze all the way, really. So, like, they get them and put them in a cup and chop it up with a fork and take bites of it.
Oh, my gosh. So, they're going to love this item. They're already doing what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Ugh. That I can kind of see. I can kind of see taking bites. That sounds a little bit better than just sucking it out of a straw.
I'm worried about our future, Tim.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Have
Bye.
A good day.
You too.
Bye.
We were talking in the studio about weird combos of foods. And Tim, you're new to the show. I don't really like any weird combos. When I was a kid in Catholic school, we used to have chili and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that would come together.
Really?
And you'd dip the peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the chili.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's awesome.
In Kansas City, they do chili with cinnamon buns.
See? So it's...
That's like what everybody eats there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
And Kevin is a big fan of tuna chips and salsa together.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to open a food truck.
That sounds insane.
TCS.
It's fantastic.
TCS.
Don't knock it.
That sounds like an accident. The only thing I do that people make fun of me about is carrots and peanut butter. Is that weird?
I think it's very weird.
I think it's so normal.
I've never tried it, though. I would be willing to give it a shot.
It's really good because when I was in kindergarten, you know, everyone does celery and peanut butter. Everyone thinks that's perfectly normal.
Well, because celery's terrible.
Right. But we also would do celery is terrible. We'd also do carrots, and it was great. And to this day, I eat it all the time.
And so, like, when you bring a veggie tray, do you have, like, a side of peanut butter with the ranch?
I don't show up at parties with things, Courtney. That's not something. No, that's not a thing I do. I just go, I'm sorry.
And Lance, do you have a weird combo food item at all? I'm pretty standard.
Yeah, I don't think I've got a crazy combo. Nothing that comes to mind.
You know what Wendy's should do? Because so many people do it. They should do a French fry chocolate frosty.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
So many people dip their... I don't think it'd be as good if you ground up the French fry.
No, it'd be really
weird.
Maybe
just sticking out of the top.
Yeah. They should just do some kind of like separate container thing because people do that. And I think about it more at Wendy's than I do other places.
It's always Wendy's.
Yeah.
But people do like a fry with a chocolate shake for some reason.
Yeah, it's great.
Salty sweet.
Weather today, it's a little chilly. Saturday was kind of a bummer because we were excited about having the St. Paddy's Day on a Saturday and it was very cold and windy. But hopefully you had a good St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're going to get to about 45 today, and then tomorrow is the first day of spring. And then later in the week, we're going to see 50s and 60s. So hopefully spring will be here before we know it. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic. Camila Cabello on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company show, and Jen is off all week long. It's me, it's Kevin, it's Lance, it's Tim Convey, all hanging out. I had a very distracted show most of the morning because I thought it would be a good idea for everyone to take an IQ test that I took over the weekend. I was not a great student. I've talked about it before. I see back-to-school commercials and get, like, sick to my stomach still to this day.
About the idea. Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I always have that dream that I haven't been to a class all year, and then I'm trying to find it for the final exam.
Mm-hmm.
So it stays with you,
mm-hmm,
even years after school. So I thought, well, you know, I've learned some stuff since those years. I get halfway through the test, I start losing interest.
Yep.
Because my brain can't focus for 20 questions, which is why I think I was a poor student. All right, so are we ready to reveal our IQs?
Yeah.
Sure.
According to this internet.
According to
this.
All right, mine was, do you want me to go first? I'll go first. Okay. Okay. A 121.
Not bad.
It's not great.
What does that rank? How do they?
Well,
I can tell you.
Okay,
121. High intelligence.
Hey.
13.6% of people out there.
Yeah, I don't. Because there's way higher scores than that. So I thought it was kind of. I think it's probably kind of average.
I actually got a little higher. I got a 132.
Whoa, nice. A little higher.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, it means
that is a superior intelligence, 2.1% of people.
So I'm highly intelligent. You're superior intelligent. All right, 132 for Kevin.
I'm 130.
130?
Yeah.
I knew I was going to come in last. I don't know why I did this to myself. And are you the same as Kevin?
Yeah, I'm superior as well.
All right. And Lance?
I had a 130 as well.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know what? I think it's time for me to leave. We got the smart show. I'm dragging you down.
One question is still puzzling me. Guys, what was the one? I think it said, when it gives the answers, but it didn't tell you, like you said, Kevin, how you got there. Yeah, what is it?
I don't
stared
know.
At it forever.
The country
yeah,
one
the country.
Is England.
Oh my God.
All right.
And I got superior? That's insane.
All right. If you would like to take the IQ test and feel great like they do or bad like I do, you can go to Y98.com. The IQ test is posted right there.
I need some cash.
All right. It's time for your code word in the 12K a day giveaway. This hour's code word for you to win $1,000 is SEAT. SEAT. All you have to do is text SEAT to 72881. You have till the end of the hour, so no rush to do it. Just remember SEAT. Message and data rates may apply. And don't text and drive because you have a while to text that code word in. For all the rules, you can visit Y98.com, and one randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. The code word for this hour is SEAT. All right, here's Lance. Little smarty pants. So who did the best? So the best was
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got England wrong.
Did you really?
I thought it was an animal.
You must have done really well with those number ones. Some of those were particularly hard.
I guessed on all the number ones.
I did
ones.
Too. I think I just had a lucky guess streak because if you've heard me speak, and you have. I'm not a 132.
All right. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile and the Westplex in Mofet.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. This IQ thing has really gotten to me.
I know, it's in your head.
It's in my head. Your code word for this hour in the 12K a day giveaway, text it now to, text now, SEAT to 72881. SEAT is your code word to win $1,000. We do it 12 times a day. All right, so not only did I score poorly on the IQ test that we all took on the show, but now Tim is going to let me know how bad I'm doing in the NCAA tournament, because first of all, I did not pick a winner of the tournament. That's right. One thing I did wrong. And the second thing I did wrong is I randomly have NC State coming back after I never had them win a game.
We're not even
put them in there.
But you not picking a winner hasn't even affected you. So you're already doing poorly, and we haven't even gotten to that part. But so you have 53 points. So ours, you get a point for wins, and then you pick the dark horses and all that. And there's a whole office poll, a whole bunch of people in it. And Lance did not fill out a bracket, but of the four of us, you're in third place, Courtney.
Man, not bad.
Well, that's because Lance isn't playing.
Oh. 53 points.
I'm undefeated.
Oh, meaning four of us, including Jen, who also filled one out.
Oh, I'm in third.
Yes.
Okay, who did worse than I did?
Jen.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Jen's at 47 points.
All right, where are you?
I have 60 points, which puts me in 17th place in the office. And then number one, should be no surprise, he's got the highest IQ, and he is first in our little group, 15th in the office with 62 points. Kevin.
Yeah, but I got Virginia winning it all, so I'm out.
All right, what about who's in the lead in the office, even though nobody knows who they are?
Oh, let me look at this. Alex Rich.
Of course.
Oh, wait, this is going to take me a second.
That doesn't help.
Okay, there's this Alex Rich has got a lot of family, apparently, either working here or involved in this poll, because of the top five people, three of them have the last name Rich.
Really?
Alex, Norman, and AJ.
So we got outsiders in this thing?
I'm afraid so. And then Ashley Rich is doing very poorly. She's way at the bottom, so killing it. And then Haley is in third place.
Who are these people? I think it's just all Alex filling out, like, you know, a bunch of different brackets.
Yeah, that could be.
All right. Well, another thing about March Madness that you might not have known, it's the busiest time of year for
vasectomies.
Vasectomies is correct. 30% more vasectomies during the first week of March Madness because you're supposed to sit around and not do anything.
Oh, okay.
Little ice, little pain medication.
Yeah, I've got friends. That's exactly what they do.
And that's all. That's why it's always booked this time of year, first week of March. We were all so excited and sad yesterday when they lost, but UMBC, with their Teen Wolf uniforms, they filed for three different trademarks and doubled yearly sales in less than 24 hours after beating Virginia.
Wow.
The Retrievers. Who doesn't want a Retriever to win?
It's pretty awesome. And those jerseys are awesome.
They're great. Old school.
Yeah.
We don't have much money and we're in the tournament.
Right.
Uniforms.
Yeah. And now they can probably go get that much better players next year. And that could, become a program. Something we see for a while.
And then Warren Buffett. He does that March Madness thing every year where employees can win $1 million a year for life if they have a perfect bracket. All right.
Okay.
But he also gives a prize away for the best bracket leading up to the Sweet 16. He gives $100,000 away. One person won it last year. He got, I think, he was one off of having a perfect bracket for the Sweet 16, but he won $100,000.
That's very generous.
This year, six different people tied for the $100,000, and they're from all over, like different companies and everything. But he was going to up the stakes if a Nebraska team, where Berkshire Hathaway is, won the title. There's a couple teams from Nebraska. He was going to up it to $2 million a year.
Not very likely, though.
No.
No, and none of us would have done well in this anyway.
Right. Wow. That's impressive.
It is.
Who's he think he is?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
All right, we got Schmig coming up. I have sad news of a viral animal that is no longer with us. You'll know who I'm talking about when I mention it. We'll also talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo and more. It's all in Schmig in about 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Almost 2 years ago, Ben Affleck, when a back tattoo was spotted, said it was for a movie. And then it was seen again when he was filming Live by Night. and he said it was temporary. Well, he was in Hawaii, and either he has a henna artist follow him everywhere when he takes his shirt off, or it's the real deal.
It's like, hey, remember that hideous tattoo I had? Can you just reapply that, put that back on?
And Jennifer Garner talked about it on a talk show, I think, after their split, and said, because it's a phoenix rising from the ashes. And she's like, am I the ashes in this phoenix?
Yeah. And make no mistake, if that sounds cool, like, oh, a phoenix rises from the ashes, that sounds cool. It is the least attractive phoenix you've ever seen. Yeah. It is so, so bad.
And you can see it in all its glory online at Y98.com. Kevin, this is for you because you're our resident Weird Al fan.
Hey.
He made polka history. His song, The Hamilton Polka, debuted at number one on the Billboard Comedy Digital Track Sales Chart.
Oh, awesome.
Number 23 on the Song Sales Chart. And he tweeted, I wonder if this is the first time a polka song has landed on the Billboard Digital Song Sales Chart.
Wow.
And indeed it is.
Wow.
In their 14-year history, no polka song has been featured.
I know you did that story for Kevin, but don't overlook the fact that my wife once was the potato.
I forgot.
And the Weird Al routine.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot. We have a lot of very famous people on the show, including Lance's wife, Libby.
She wore a potato outfit and danced around. Part of the Weird Al show.
For his concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he was in town or like a touring?
No, a long time ago. Not on tour. No, okay. just when apparently he doesn't take like a lot of dancer tours on tour with him. He just hires them in each city.
Right. And teaches them how to dance like a potato.
Here's a potato outfit.
I'm sorry. I don't want Libby to feel like I, you know, Kevin took off the next day after going to a Weird Al show.
It was worth it, man. It is a great show. It is a great show. And I say that in all sincerity and all honesty. Really, because you know all the songs.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And he puts, you know, a lot of dancers.
All right, way too much time on the story.
I'll save my Weird Al story.
Rest in peace to Bento, the keyboard cat. You know what I'm talking about? The one on the pistachio commercial that's playing the keyboards.
Okay.
Bento has passed away at the age of 9, which is very young for a cat.
Oh.
Viral sensation. And in 2007, it went viral. The video of him playing the piano. You know what I'm talking? Am I the only one that knows who this is?
Is this the...
That's it. That's Bento. Right.
Great
there.
Work. Bento, it fit a lot into those 9 years.
If you haven't been following Wendy Williams' show, you know, she's been off of her show with different illnesses, Graves' disease, I believe. Mm-hmm. Jerry O'Connell was filling in.
Wow.
At least one day when I tuned in, it was weird. He was like trying to talk like Wendy Williams. It was very bizarre.
What's her catchphrase? What does she say?
How you doing?
Yeah.
He did that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Jerry.
She is back today on her show. Fans of Clarissa Explains It All from Nickelodeon, it's coming back.
Really?
With Melissa Joan Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And Will and Grace, they've already been renewed for a third season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't watch The Walking Dead, but apparently the first nude zombie was on last night.
Yeah, and there's a photo at Y98.com, and it's weird to say that because it is safe for work, because from what I've heard or what they've said, it disappoints.
It's a total letdown. What are you expecting, weirdos?
It's a zombie. Come on. And that's what it looks like.
Over the weekend, not sure if you guys saw Bill Hader on SNL, but there were a bunch of funny, funny sketches. Stefan returned. The Jurassic Park auditions were very funny, too. Because, you know, Jurassic Park came out in the 80s, so it was all these 80s stars. And Bill Hader maybe does the best. Alan Alda than Alan Alda
does. Yeah, he
does.
I find the real Alan Alda rather unconvincing, to be honest.
Right? You can see that sketch online at Y98.com. And if you're a fan of the Backstreet Boys, they're going to start their own restaurant and tequila brand. Backstreet Barbecue is what it's called. And the tequila brand, they're going to try to find a partner in Mexico. Everybody's looking at what like Clooney and Cindy Crawford's husband did, Randy Gerber.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let's get in the tequila business. On TV tonight, we missed last night because I'm not used to American Idol being on Sunday nights, but another round of auditions of American Idol, 7 o'clock on ABC, LA, Nashville, New Orleans. And of course, The Voice is on tonight at 7 o'clock. And today in history, 37 years ago, 1981.
Tim was a baby.
That's right.
Did you go? Did your parents take you to see Porky's in theaters?
Yeah, when I was one.
Yes, it was.
Maybe they did.
It was released today with Kim Cattrall. If you if you remember.
Oh yeah,
she was the one.
She was the one.
But I remember they showed it all the time on cable. Mm-hmm. It was one of those R-rated movies that was on constantly. All right, and happy birthday if you are celebrating today. Kind of weak sauce birthdays today. Sorry to say.
I'll be the judge of that.
Ruth Pointer.
Oh, from the Pointer Sisters?
I did that for one of our listeners that's obsessed with the Pointer Sisters.
Ruth's always been my favorite of the Pointer Sisters. 63.
68.
69.
72.
Wow. Yeah,
she's been around a long time.
Wow. She's still excited, though.
She is. And I thought I'd also heard the story that they didn't like each other a whole lot. So they would sing together and tour together. But outside of that, they didn't really talk to each other all that much.
What?
Huh. Yeah, that's what I always heard.
But they really are sisters, right?
Yeah.
That's not, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get a double negative on this. Okay.
All right. What about Bruce Willis?
I think I looked this up recently.
Some walk by now.
61.
I'm going to say 66.
64 was the number that went in my head.
Lance again, wow. 63.
Wow.
That's exciting. You don't count that as an exciting birthday?
No, that one's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. What about Glenn Close or Andy Reid? You decide.
Are they the same age?
No.
Oh, okay.
Glenn Close, I'm going to say 68.
64.
67.
71. Tim gets a point.
I was going to go higher, and I thought, no.
71 is crazy to me for some reason. She must have been a little older when she did Fatal Attraction.
I think she was.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid, do you want to guess? Or coach?
Football guy?
Yeah.
66.
58.
54.
60.
Oh, wow.
Somebody wins. That is Entertainment Schmig. You can see more online at Y98.com. And here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Credit Karma. Let's start.
It's Y98. Don't forget your code word for the 12K a day giveaway. This hour is SEAT. Text SEAT, S-E-A-T, to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you can win $1,000.
All right, so Tim, somebody gave you a compliment on Facebook saying you're a good addition to the show.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not final yet, though.
Good addition for now.
Yes, but yeah. She likes you.
Oh, good.
A fine priory boy is what she said.
Uh-huh. One of those.
I don't even know what that means.
It means she can tell that I was educated by monks, and she feels like it goes a long way in the morning.
All right. So Tim is joining us on the show, and he's been fun some days. We do have a new segment we want to do. Do we have the jingle for that yet?
Yeah, we actually do. In fact, hang on. Let me pull it up. I got
to
get it.
Our boss thought I was being mean to you. I don't think it's a mean thing. I think it's a fun thing.
Well, on this, the idea of this segment, he thought was mean?
Well, I think he thinks I'm giving you too much. I'm hassling you too much.
Oh, really?
Do you feel like that?
I do not, but honestly, people have said that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have said I hassle you too much?
Yes.
It's a joke, though, right?
Yes, but I think it's because it's the whole temporary thing that we talk about. But and then you'll take shots, and people are like, man, she's really being mean to this guy. But no, Oh, boy.
Can Tim Convy make us laugh?
Wow.
They really went for it there.
Tim is a stand-up comic. So we thought we'd give him a platform weekly with a clock to do whatever you want to make us laugh.
This isn't happening right now, though, right?
No, okay. It's not. But I have to say that if I was this police officer, I would have laughed out loud and let this person go.
Uh-oh.
You just got pulled over last week and got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, and it's going to cost me a fortune.
Had no good excuse when she told you you were doing 60 and a 40.
I just said, really?
No, didn't you say wow?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So you couldn't turn it on for her.
I couldn't turn it on because I'd come from the gym. My brain was a little fried. And she hammered me.
All right. Well, a guy was pulled over in England last week. Cop asked for his driver's license. He reached into his wallet and pulled out a Homer Simpson driver's license. with a Homer Simpson picture on it. But the address was not the real address of Homer Simpson. It said 28 Springfield Way, so it must not be authentic merchandise. Because apparently every fan knows he lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace.
One of those bootleg Homer Simpson driver's license.
But, I mean, but they still gave him a ticket, impounded his car, and he's facing two charges for driving without a real license. Maybe that's all he had. Mm-hmm. And insurance. I think it's pretty good. It's kind of funny to me.
It's better than nothing. Like, he shouldn't get as much of a ticket as if he had nothing, right?
Yeah. He didn't say, wow.
Yeah. He said, dope.
All right, your code word. Your next hour's code word's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, here's Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Ian.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company morning show on a Monday morning. Your code word for the 12K a day giveaway is RIDE. RIDE. All you have to do is text RIDE to 72881 by the end of the hour. We give $1,000 away 12 times a day, so get in on the winning. The 12K a day giveaway on Y98. Another thing you can go look at if you're interested in seeing IQs of the morning show, that's at our Facebook.
That's your thing.
I know. You know, people say I give you trouble. I give myself plenty of trouble for being a big dummy. Now I'm worried none of your friends are going to like me. They think I'm a big bully to Tim Convy.
No, they do.
New on the show.
They do. I had to stick up for you a couple times, but they do like you.
Do they understand what a show is about?
No. Idiots. Right. I only hang out with idiots. Yes. Their IQs can't be more than 121.
You don't think? I would like them all to take the test and let me know. But yeah, you can take your own IQ at y98.com. The link is right there. You could also link to it through our Facebook page. All right. I always love talking about job interviews because I know that if I had to go in for a job interview at this stage in my life, it wouldn't go well. I think I'm a little cocky. Well, depending on what the job is. Now, you know, like for radio, I would be very confident. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. But my first radio interview, you haven't been here long enough to hear this story. First radio interview for a job. I pretty much had the job. I was an intern and they wanted me as the producer, but I had to go through the final steps of meeting with the program director. Mm-hmm. And I got a bad case of the yawns. Like it's an oxygen thing. I was nervous and every time he would look down, I would like try to do that quick yawn.
Yeah.
My eyes are, it looks like I'm crying in the job interview. Somehow I managed to get the job. Any weird job interviews from you two?
I can remember two. I can remember my first job, interviewing to be a teacher. And I went to, for seventh grade. And I remember going to a Catholic school and everything. The interview I thought went great. The nun who was doing the interview was awesome. And then at the very end, she goes, no, you are prepared for these girls to be attracted to you. And I was like,
what?
I'm like, no.
This is a first.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, thanks for the compliment.
Well, no, because it's true. Any teacher that was kind of decent looking, you know, when you're young, it's like, ooh, because I remember everybody had a crush on this guy that drove a Fiero because he was like younger than 40 or 50.
But that made me feel
good. Did you get the job?
I actually got the job. So that made me feel good about that one. Then the one that I always remember is going in for an engineering job while I was working here. well, I didn't know it at the time. I thought it was also for a teaching position, but it wasn't. It was for an engineering position at a school where I would do a bunch of technical stuff. And so they're talking to me about, you know, with kids, and they love, I'm like, oh, I do this. And they say, oh, this is great. This is great. And then the tech guy got on. How would you, decide what amp to use if you had X amount. I just sat there and I went,
I'd ask you.
Yes. That was my actual answer. And I knew it was bad when I went to leave and I thanked them and they said, please close the door.
I like the idea that you went to following interviews and you're like, now you are ready for the girls to be attracted to me, right? You tried to preempt it. I always did okay in actual interviews, but sometimes they'd have you fill out the surveys or sort of the questionnaires.
It's like it's a test.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went with a buddy of mine in high school. We were the guy I played music with, and we wanted summer jobs at Target, right? And so we filled out the thing, and he was like, he had like purple hair and a wallet chain, and I was like, oh, there's no way he's gonna get this. I'm gonna get this. And then we fill out the thing. He got the job. I didn't. And we were talking. I was like, well, what'd you put? Well, they ask you about about like risk taking, like, would you ever go skydiving? And I'm like, yeah, I'd go skydiving, like all kinds of things like that. And that wasn't what they were looking for, apparently, because he played it safe on all that stuff. He got the gig and I didn't.
Oh, yeah. The risk, the insurance reasons, too.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So I didn't know, but
what was
I
the job?
But think about it. I mean, I ended up here. Everything's okay. He's still working at Target.
No, he's
not working at Target.
All right. Well, they polled a bunch of HR directors on what the worst things you can do in a job interview are.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Okay.
Was yawning number one?
Yawning. I don't think that they've ever had that happen. The guy I don't think ever caught on to my yawning. Just that I had really watery eyes.
You're emotional in the interview.
Not making enough contact. 76% say that is not great.
Eye contact?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bragging, rambling, dressing too casual also come in right below number 10. Being underqualified, obviously. Mm. 80% say that was a problem. But 20% says it doesn't really hurt your chances. Asking for way more money than the job would normally pay. Do you ever ask for money or do you wait to tell? Don't you like wait for them to tell you what the salary
right.
is?
I guess.
It's been a long time since I've done
that. I don't do.
using broken English or too much slang in your interview.
Oh, well, yeah. I could see that. You got to be formal and polite.
Making a bad mistake on your resume or cover letter. I did that on purpose. Or say resume. Did you get my resume? bad mouthing a former boss. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's really hard not to, like, not a former company. If you weren't the right fit and you were trying to let them know why you left, putting all the blame on them,
right,
you feel like would be better than putting it on yourself.
Right. But then that guy's sitting there thinking, well, this person's going to badmouth me if it comes down to it.
Yes. Yeah. And you take no ownership in why it didn't work out.
Right.
Too.
Right.
Showing a lack of preparation, because you really should do some, find out what the company does that you're interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
The second biggest problem with job interviews, whining or complaining about something.
Yeah, why would you do that in an interview?
I probably would.
Hey, Cardinals fans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.